downstairs and equipped with another cup of tea, I cautiously looked around the room. I was starting to get peckish and wondered if we would be getting a break for dinner. Realising that any such comments would be greeted with the same disdain that my editor sends my way when I inquire as to when any given meeting will end, I kept quiet and sipped at my cup of tea. Right, I thought the only way to do this fairly was to go alphabetically, if that's okay with everyone, Liam said. I wasn't sure whether he had nominated himself as our leader or whether some vote had taken place while I was upstairs, but I didn't bother to argue. Liam worked in the legal department at some big bank. I can never remember which one. He wasn't a lawyer, but he most likely had more of an idea of the legal process than any of the rest of us. It seemed no one could think of a better idea, as the question was met merely with murmurs. "We going by last name or first name?" Ella asked. I frowned at her.
Who goes alphabetically by first name?
I don't know. Unsurprisingly, murder investigations aren't part of my daily routine. She scowled back at me. Okay, ladies, Liam said. Personally, I prefer to use surnames, though I don't doubt first names would work just as well. He nodded towards a smug-looking Ella. So if you're ready, Harry. Harry took a deep breath. He looked shattered, rubbing his eyes and gazing at the piece of paper in front of him. I wasn't sure how far back you wanted me to go. There are things you don't know, and I don't want people digging around into my business and asking me questions, trying to find ways to make me appear guilty. He took a deep breath. So while I still feel it isn't anyone's business, I'll tell you as much as I know about last night and the events that came before it. He paused, and a gaping silence filled the room. I was scared about what he was going to say. He seemed to be making himself sound more guilty by the minute. To be honest with you, I felt like I wanted to run away and hide. Okay, you probably noticed that myself and Gloria weren't getting along well yesterday. You know, you were there. He nodded towards Liam, who looked beyond terrified, perhaps fearing that he was going to be framed by his friend. We've had a lot going on recently. I've been offered a job at my company's head office in London, a much better job, and a pay rise. I was over the moon when I got the call from my manager. Gloria, when I told her, wasn't so happy. She said that she wanted to stay where we were, that she might not be able to get a job there, that she wanted to settle down and start a family. Well, as fate would have it, we already had. I was right, I couldn't believe it, she was pregnant. She wasn't sure, we hadn't planned anything, but her period was late, and so she went to get checked out and, hey presto, there was a baby. I looked around at the others. From the looks on other people's faces, it was obvious that only myself and Colin had been left out of the news. We argued about it, kept talking it over. She didn't want to get rid of the baby, and didn't want to start a family in the city. I conceded in the end, told my boss I'd stay where I was. That was about a month ago. After agreeing to keep the baby and stay where we were, things started to calm down, the argument stopped, and we were getting on as normal. Then last week, I saw these texts. His eyes flashed towards Liam. Gloria had been texting Liam, and I know, we all text and message and stuff, but I don't know. I remembered how he'd had a crush on her and stuff when we were younger, and I just couldn't get it out of my head. But noth, Liam tried to interject, but got cut off. Just hear me out, mate. I haven't got the strength in me to do this twice. Liam nodded, but looked close to tears. They had been talking about meeting up. She said about going down to London to see the sights. Harry shook his head, took another sip of tea, which at this stage was surely stone cold. That's what got me. She'd not been willing to move to London for me. I mean, we've been together for over a decade. We were having a baby. Had been talking about finally getting married. Then my friend, or so I thought, just says the word and she's rushing down to see him. She wasn't moving in with me. There's a lot of difference between coming on a day trip and spending the rest of your life somewhere. Liam didn't embellish further. An angry look from Harry was enough for him to quieten back down, his head hanging. We've been fighting a lot since I saw the texts. We nearly didn't come here this weekend. I should have stayed home. Imagine if I'd stayed home. Tears started to pour down his face. He looked utterly distraught. But what was striking me the most at this stage was that he wasn't saying anything about the night in question. I understood that this stuff was sort of relevant, but it felt to me like he was just trying to shift the blame over to Liam, rather than helping himself out. Tears soaked up with more tissues, Harry continued. In the end, we decided we would come away. I thought it would do us some good. Have some time away from reality. Chill. Be with our friends. When I saw Liam, I just sort of flipped. All of his anger was brewing inside me. I know you wanted to know what was happening yesterday, the shouting and stuff. That was it. Well, that answered one question at least. I still have my worries, but Gloria's gone, and Liam, you guys, you're all I've left. I don't want to fight anymore. I just want this all to be over. He stopped, throwing himself back in the chair. It appeared that he had finished. I looked around at the others. Ella and Liam looked like they too were about to cry. Colin, on the other hand, looked just as perplexed as me. Sorry, just, would you be able to tell us what happened last night?
Harry looked at me before composing himself and answering. Oh yeah, sorry. So I mean, we all went out. You were there. When we got back, I went straight to bed. Slept through, got up, and Gloria wasn't there. That's when I came downstairs to ask you where she was. No one seemed fazed by this vague account of the previous evening. I glanced at Colin, who I am pleased to say looked just as baffled as I was feeling. Neither of us had the courage to confront Harry, who had fallen into yet another waterfall of tears. No one spoke. The silence was only broken by the rumbling of Ella's stomach. I took this opportunity to suggest we adjourn for food. Ella excused herself, while Liam and Harry watched TV. Me and Colin went off to make sandwiches. I closed the door behind me, wanting to be able to discuss what Harry had just said in private. I was no longer sure who I could trust. While we methodically started making sandwiches, I broached the matter of Harry's statement. What did you make of that? Not a lot, he scoffed, adding a slice of ham to the sandwich he was making. He didn't really say any more than we already knew. Seemed a bit off, didn't it? Yeah, hard to tell. I mean, I get that he must be in a state, but he seemed to me to be avoiding the question at hand. Kind of made him look more guilty to me. I heard a floorboard creak and lowered my voice. I'm not saying he did it, but why would you try and hide stuff? I don't get it. He took a knife and started slicing sandwiches into triangles, the only acceptable way to slice a sandwich. I don't get any of this, really. Thought I was coming away for a rest, and I found myself in the middle of a murder investigation. Not the relaxing break you were hoping for? No, not really. I laughed. It was one of those moments where you know you shouldn't laugh, but you can't help yourself. Colin soon buckled and started laughing too. The door then burst open and Liam entered the kitchen. What the hell are you laughing about? I felt like a schoolgirl, caught misbehaving and fearing that I'd be put in detention. My head hung in shame while I tried to mutter my apologies. Liam didn't badger me further, just spotted the sandwiches and grabbed one before strolling out. As he left the room, he shouted his order for a cup of tea. Best get the kettle on, Colin said. I nodded weakly and started grabbing cups, fearing that I too had now been thrown into the ring of suspects. Having eaten our dinner in front of the TV, none of us felt like talking, and this option was preferable over sitting in deathly silence, even when the only options to watch were a topical news show and a property renovation show. The TV was turned off, leaving me wondering if the middle-aged couple had ever managed to build their dream kitchen in the old railway cottage, and the interrogation commenced. Liam swigged the last of his cup of tea before returning his gaze to his list. Right, so next up it's... oh, me. He smiled before sensing the tone of the room and adopting a more sombre expression. He took a deep breath and took out his paper. Okay, Harry has already explained that he and I have been involved in a bit of an argument regarding my communication with Gloria. Just for completeness, I would like to share my side of the story. When I heard that we were coming away to Scotland, I was thrilled. Not only was I escaping the confines of London and getting some fresh air, I was also getting to meet up with my old friends. I thought he was laying this on a bit thick, but it didn't interrupt his flow. It reminded me of when I did the Duke of Edinburgh. I think I'm right in saying it was just Gloria, Harry and myself that took part. Grunts and nods went around the room. So Gloria and I got talking about that and the weekend we all spent in the Yorkshire Moors. He was correct, I am not the kind of person who would ever be involved in a situation where I had to build my own shelter or hike through potentially snake-infested undergrowth. But it quickly became apparent that I wasn't the only one who stayed away from the moors that weekend. You went on, Harry said. What? Liam looked lost. You went to the moors, I didn't. Oh yeah. Liam's eyes flitted around. Did you go another week? I can't remember why you weren't there. I had another trip booked with my history class. There were two others in my class doing D of E, and I think there were another couple of random students who were busy that week. So we just did this hike thing another weekend. It was a bit rubbish, but we still got the credit. Right, yeah. Anyway, myself and Gloria went away for this trip. I knew a few other people there, but Gloria was the only one I was close with. We partnered up for the weekend. Excuse me, Ella interjected. This all sounds lovely, but what exactly does you frolicking around on the moors have to do with the body outside? Jeez, I'm getting to it, okay? Liam looked around at the rest of us. This is relevant. Come on then, get on with it, Ella said. I glanced at Colin, worried that the tension seemed to be mounting. Liam continued. It was a great weekend, one of the best things I've ever done. And when I heard about this trip, I was reminded of it. And I started chatting with Gloria, reminiscing about old times. That was what we were texting about. I think I might have said something about sharing a tent with her, and then Harry read it and well... He paused and I was worried we were going to get another outburst from Harry. But he stayed quiet. I think he was spent. Nothing happened. Nothing at all. We shared the tent with another two students. Even if we did do anything, you two weren't even a couple then. I thought he was playing with fire at that stage. Harry glared at Liam but remained silent. So yeah, that's what all the commotion yesterday was about. Nothing, just a misunderstanding. Then in the evening we went out. I went with Max and Colin and left with them too. As I recall, we all left at the same time. I can't remember seeing you guys when we got back to the house, though that didn't worry me as I knew we'd beaten you to the pub too. To be honest, I'd had a few to drink. Not as many as Max, mind. He grinned at me and I tried to smile in return, hoping I hadn't made too much of a fool of myself. I wasn't smashed, I was past tipsy and wasn't thinking straight. Max couldn't even walk in a straight line. We, me and Colin, helped her up to bed, tucked her in and then parted ways. I went off to the toilet, I don't think I brushed my teeth, then went to my room and went to bed. He paused, looking off into space. I think that's everything. Unless you want me to bore you with my dreams. God, is there anything worse than other people telling you about their dreams? Thankfully, Colin offered to make another round of teas, so we weren't treated to Liam's late-night musings. I was just about to go and help before Ella got up and placed her hand on my shoulder. You rest your ankle, I'll go help Colin. She gave me a sickeningly sweet smile that sent a shiver down my spine. I thanked her and turned to look towards the kitchen, just in time to see her closing the door. Not wanting to sit in awkward silence again today, I excused myself and went off to the toilet. Once there, I suddenly felt vulnerable and wondered if it was sensible to have ventured off on my own. Sat on the toilet, in no position to jump into action, I heard a creaking sound followed by a bang. Having made it downstairs as quickly as I could, I found Harry and Liam sat watching TV again. They appeared confused at my haste to get back downstairs. What's going on? Liam asked. Didn't you hear that? What? They asked in unison. There was a loud bang, sounded like something falling from the sky or something. The sky? Harry asked, looking around. Like a leprechaun or something. No, that's Ireland, Liam said. Scotland has, the Loch Ness Monster? I went over to look out of the window. I'm not insane, and just to clarify, the Loch Ness Monster swims in Loch Ness. You brought it up, Liam said. No, I did not. I turned around and saw their worried faces. Sorry, it's been a tough day. But I did hear something. Ella and Colin chose that moment to leave the kitchen, juggling mugs of tea. Everything okay? Colin asked. Max thinks leprechauns and monsters are falling from the sky, Harry said, smiling to himself, much more than seemed appropriate given the situation. No, why is no one listening to me? Ella, to her credit, kindly jumped in and defended me. Apparently a lump of snow had fallen off the roof while her and Colin were in the kitchen, making them jump too. Well, that solved that mystery, but I knew I wouldn't be venturing back upstairs on my own any time soon. Next up was Colin. At this stage I was starting to realise that this was all hopeless. We were going to have to start interrogating each other. It was going to be ugly, and I wasn't looking forward to it, which is why I didn't push the matter further. For the time being, I was happier playing like Agatha Christie, only we weren't a bunch of middle-aged toffs politely chatting in a stately home, and things were unlikely to be nicely tied up, so we could all go home. Right, I've done my best here, Colin said, already flustered. I've only bothered writing from the time we left the pub. That was the last time I saw Gloria, and the last time we were all together, so it seemed logical. We left. Well, I left, with Liam and Max. We went straight home. The radio wasn't working. Not sure if that was the snow or the mountains or what. Thankfully, my two passengers were more than happy to provide musical accompaniment for me as we drove back. I didn't dare ask what I'd been singing. I can't sing when sober, so I can only imagine how bad I sounded when I was drunk. We were the first ones back. And again, as Liam has said, he and I helped Max to bed. That was where we parted ways. Liam went off to bed and I excused myself, getting into my pyjamas and stuff. After that, I just went to bed. Put on my alarm for 8 in the morning. I don't know why I still do that. I'm almost always up before 7:30. Anyway, I put the alarm on, closed the curtains and turned off the light. I was awake for a while. I don't know how long. I don't remember hearing the other car pull up, so it can't have taken that long to nod off. I think I heard the foxes again in the night. They woke me. But having already established where the rabid screams were coming from, I didn't think anything of it. Not sure what time that was, I didn't check, just went straight back to sleep. And then I got up and went downstairs to find Max and Liam watching TV. Then, of course, a bit later, Harry came down, and this all started to unravel. He motioned with his arms, acting in a circle. That's about it. Unless, are we doing questions? He looked around hesitantly. I have some questions, Harry said, in an aggressive tone that I don't think Colin was prepared for. I stepped in. Excuse me, Harry. I have a good number of questions for you too, but I thought we'd agreed that we would each read out our statements and then start asking questions. It seems a bit unfair to interrogate Colin when you weren't given such treatment. Well, Liam said, what's gotten into you? I just don't think it's fair that Colin should be grilled when you weren't. I felt my face flushing, anger more than anything, but I felt sure the others would interpret it as embarrassment. Sticking up for your boyfriend, I see, Harry said, glaring at me. At that stage, I was beyond caring about their taunts. The rumbling feelings for Colin that were beginning to resurface were confusing me, and I wasn't sure whether to agree with them or fight back. I ended up having another outburst, telling Harry to fuck off and giving Liam the finger. Colin, ever the polite one, sat frozen still and silent. Ella tried to break the tension by suggesting we have another drink, but it was agreed that we would crack on and get this over with, which meant Ella had to read her statement. I suddenly thought that perhaps Ella's suggestion of a break wasn't an attempt to lighten the mood, but rather a stalling tactic. Not feeling up to another shouting match, I didn't ask after her motives. After unfolding a piece of paper, which appeared to have previously been screwed up and then flattened out again, Ella began. I've actually started my statement from earlier yesterday. Something a bit strange happened yesterday afternoon and I just thought I should bring it up. She paused for effect and it worked. I was worried about what she was going to say. Then I remembered the ghost story and realised that I was in for another account of the paranormal. While you were all out walking, I saw this woman outside the window. Or I thought I did. I only glanced for a second and then she was gone. An old lady, greying hair and a ghostly white face. She wasn't really dressed like a hiker either. She was wearing this green jacket, like a smart jacket, the sort of thing fancy people put on over dresses if they're going out for a meal. I thought it odd that anyone would be that near the house. What call would they have for being here? As soon as I looked back towards the window, she was gone. I got up, though that wasn't a swift operation, and by the time I looked outside, she was gone. Seemed to be gone. It's possible that she really was a woman, and not a ghost. Maybe a dog walker or a hiker. I don't know. Anyway, I just thought I'd mention it. But aside from that, obviously, we left the pub last night. As you said, me, Gloria, Harry, got home later than the rest of you. Gloria drove, and we had to pull over, this time for me. I get their morning sickness in the evenings. They had to pull me off night shifts because of it. I had to stop myself from rolling my eyes, trust Ella to turn this back around to her problems. I didn't see any of you lot when I got back. We just locked up. I said goodnight to Harry and Gloria and got ready for bed. I got changed in the bathroom so as not to wake Max, then crept into our room. After that, I got up just once, I think, to go to the toilet, and then I just woke up when you guys came to wake me. She motioned to me and Liam. She screwed the piece of paper up and threw it in the middle of the coffee table. I think we should go outside, Harry said, much to everyone's surprise. Why? I asked, before getting an earful about how we needed to get out of here and find signal. As if I hadn't been here the whole time. Harry opened the door to find that the snow was deeper than before, at least 6 inches of the stuff. While the wind had calmed down, it was still freezing. You couldn't have got far walking in it. Ella yelled at him and asked him to close the door. The door was closed, leaving the room feeling a good deal cooler than it had beforehand. Another round of tea was brewed before I was left to read the remaining statement. I've made some observations. Silver and those down too. Obviously we can discuss stuff later, but I just want to get this all out there. I took a deep breath and continued. Before the trip, I wasn't aware of any issues between Liam, Harry and Gloria. I was surprised when I heard all the commotion and even more surprised when I learned that Gloria was pregnant. I know we've all grown apart, but I don't know. I kind of thought it was weird that she didn't say anything. Anyway, the last time I saw Gloria was at the pub. We chatted a bit and I said bye before we left. I think I might have kissed her belly. I looked up to see several nodding heads. Note to self, give up alcohol. After that, I don't remember a lot. I woke up in the night and was still fully dressed, having, I gather, been tucked in by Liam and Colin. When I first woke up, I don't think Ella was there, but she's pregnant. Pregnant women always need the toilet. Plus, to be fair, I'm not pregnant and I rarely get through the night without needing to wee. I don't recall going last night, though. The second time I woke up, it was still dark, but I gave up and got out of bed. My head was banging after my drinking last night. I made my way downstairs and found Liam there. Apparently he'd been downstairs for a while. Seemed normal at the time, but now I wonder why he was up. I scanned the page. That's it. Liam got up and challenged me. So you think I'm the easy target here because I can't sleep? Another fight ensued and it was decided that we would all have a break before further questioning commenced. I volunteered to help Colin prep for tea. As I left the room, I got the stink eye from Ella, while the others all went off to their rooms. At that stage, I think only myself and Colin were on speaking terms. We cooked in relative silence, unsure what the others could hear through the kitchen door, not wanting to get into another round of shouting before we had even had our evening meal. Sausage and mash were served to a less than enthusiastic group, none of whom seemed remotely grateful that we had bothered to make them something to eat. Sensing the tone, I didn't bother to sit down. I shot a look at Colin and we made our way upstairs. I didn't look back to see what the others thought of our departure. Once in Colin's room, I breathe a sigh of relief as I shut the door behind us. I don't know how much more of this I can take. I know, said Colin, trying to sit on the bed without dropping his plate. It reminds me of those awkward family gatherings where everyone is just looking at their watches and trying to leave. Yeah, I sat on the other side of the bed, except we can't leave. Colin looked towards the window. The snow had stopped, but it was still windy and looked bitterly cold. When do you think we'll be able to get out? I'm not sure, could take days for it to clear, unless a passing farmer decides to try and plough that road. Possible. I shrugged, piling mashed potato into my mouth. Tea demolished, I sat back against the headboard. The room was like a tribute to dried flowers. The duvet, pillows, walls were all covered in green and brown floral designs. A green roof loomed from above, while the carpet contrasted with the teddy bear brown colour. So who do you think did it? Gosh, Colin placed his plate on the bedside table. I really don't know, they all look guilty to me. I laughed. Sorry, Colin smiled. This is just ridiculous. I feel like I'm in a dream or a nightmare. Or that Ellie is going to burst in the door and tell us this was all a joke, that she booked the murder mystery weekend package. My smile dropped. That's not going to happen though, is it? I'm afraid not. We waited for a while longer, enjoying the comfortable silence, before we realised that we had to head back down and start the questioning. Before we left the room, I grabbed Colin's hand and gazed into his eyes. I felt my heartbeat quicken before I took a deep breath, smiled and loosened my grip. I turned and went downstairs, not sure what was waiting for us. Thanks for listening, guys. As always, if you could remember to rate, review, subscribe and tell your friends. And of course, come back next week for another episode. See you. Bye.